Oh, well done, mate. I like the sound. Welcome to The Perfect Storm. Current news and Bible prophecy.
Did you read that? You read that off the screen.
I did.
Yeah. I forgot what it was.
Well, we're here. We're not here to muck around, Justin.
No,
we're
not
here.
At all.
We're never. Here to kick someone in the head today.
We never muck. Hey,
Andrew Fauci, mate. Andrew Fauci's he's in our crosshairs today.
We don't kick anybody.
He's a disgrace, mate.
Anthony Fauci.
Yeah, what would you call him?
What Andrew did. I?
Well, no one knows his name because he pleaded the fifth so many times.
Yeah. Mate, what's come out about COVID?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were all deceived and hoodwinked.
No,
and there has to be mass apologies.
Yeah, they didn't get me.
It was a money grab.
Well, they did. They locked everything. They stopped us going to church. Well, they stopped us going to church.
Rorted us. So my favorite clip from all of that, you know, just a throwback clip that you probably don't have, Morgan, is when Rand Paul was roasting him originally, accusing him of gain of function research. And he read him the definition of it, and Anthony denied it, and then just had a slightly different definition of the exact same thing. And so, oh, you do have some of it.
Yuri's, yeah.
Yeah, Rand Paul going scorched earth on.
Hang on, let's stop. We've got to go to comments. We're going to come back to this in a second, folks.
Okay.
We are really, this is disgraceful what's going on, and we want to call it what it is. And we don't care if you're offended today. We're going to offend you. Okay.
Comments.
There we go.
Okay. Here, what we got some comments.
I want to make a comment first. The jacket that I'm wearing,
yes,
I bought on my honeymoon 34 years ago. I wore this to Avondale College as a theology student.
There
and
we go.
Phil Yates, I didn't know him from a bar of soap. He called me Farmer Joe. Nice jacket, Farmer Joe, he says, as I walk into
now,
worship.
If you had the confidence to say that, Phil, were you like the jock on campus? Like,
well, I want to say, look, if you look at the inside of this jacket, it's exactly the same as Farmer Joe over here.
Well, if he only knew who Farmer Joe was when he said that at the time, if it had been a few years earlier, he would have knocked him cold.
20 years later, I want to tell the audience, 20 years later, I went for a job in North New South Wales. Do you think I got one? No. Farmer Joe blocked it.
Farmer Joe was the president.
I don't remember stuff until I do.
It keeps changing. It was Farmer Joe, then it was Country Boy.
No, you said
then it was
Farmer Joe. You said nice jacket, Farmer Joe.
Well, maybe this needs to be organized and sorted out off air, gentlemen.
Sorry. I think so.
I'm just saying, this one dry jacket, look how good it looks. Okay, the tag looks 34 years old.
Yeah.
But the rest of the jacket, these are made properly in New Zealand. Yeah, that one's made in China, mate. I'm just saying.
Let me just say, like that one over there, you're going to itch to death. You're going to get
wearing a shirt. Like you're running around nude.
It's like you rolled in the grass for half an hour. I don't know if anyone's done that. Rolled down a hill in the grass and you itchy all night.
But it'll still work after you do it. That one you'll put in the bin.
That tag has aged like your face.
Let's go to comments.
Wonder what comments we'll get on these comments next week.
Yeah.
We've got a few ones. Christopher saying he's looking forward to the next Pauline Hanson, please explain cartoon skit. Barnaby Joyce barking at his dog.
They are.
Yeah.
Those cartoons are hilarious.
So
they're very well
keep
made.
A watch for that.
They're so sharp.
Cassandra had quite a few, essentially one to each of us. So
thank you, Cassandra.
Rest assured,
God bless you, Cassandra. We love you, Cassandra.
The one for Justin. Go, Justin, go. I love it when you preach, mate, and that's the only time I like it when you get serious because I freeze up when SDA leadership and other leadership people are constantly serious. So keep at it, Justin.
Stop being serious, mate.
Constantly serious.
So keep at it. We've got here
Let me turn my phone off here.
Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jenny appreciates our comments and our take on all things world events. She wants us to just stay on track. So I think, you know.
Thank you, Morgan. That's why you've been brought in.
Sorry, Jenny, you're on the wrong show.
Pray for us, Jenny.
There isn't a track here.
We've got Dave Edgar from WA.
I know Dave,
Yeah. From WA or Washington?
WA.
WA, okay.
Yeah, West Australia.
So thanks, Dave, for your comment. Brett Carlson, he used to heavily be into Bitcoin and crypto, thinking that it would outlast governments, but he's since realized that it's not the currency that matters. The buying and selling can't happen regardless, whether you're using gold bars, crypto, or stockpiles, whatever it is. All of it exactly will be right.
It'll be
and
X,
rust to destroy.
It'll be X money. You're right, Brett.
Yeah. The Bible teaches such a thing.
Okay, here's some more comments from Cassandra. Well, she said one to me, but yep. I can move on from those. Exactly, Morgan. I love that scripture of God's kingdom not being of this world.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cassandra also said, Morgan, don't let this go to your head, but you've got a real gift for leadership. Love it when you lead the show.
He does.
So
he's taken over.
We all do.
Thanks, that's Cassandra.
Twice, Cassandra.
What did Cassandra say about Kyle?
Don't knock my mate Kyle's shopping.
Okay.
He may be just buying you a gift from his heart.
Mm. Yeah,
it's possible.
The one, Cassandra said, nice jacket, Justin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The comment about you, Phil.
Yes.
Let's pull it up here.
Nervous.
Hey, hey, Papa Bear is home. Hey,
oh,
Phil.
Oh, Papa Bear.
Just keep that beard looking wise, old mate.
Okay. Thank you, Cassandra.
We better get on with this show. Jen wants us to keep on track.
Yeah, right. So lots of, she's lots right. of good comments there. But
keep them coming in.
Justin, we want to go back to all things
Fauci.
Fauci.
Yeah, and so the, I was saying Rand Paul.
Tony Fauci.
Rand Paul sort of had him going.
But have you got some clips?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, got a few.
Paulie was destroyed.
Rand Paul was on fire, mate.
Now, there's a Babylon Bee article today that said it was Anthony Fauci asking China if they could make a new variant of the virus that just targets Rand Paul.
he really gets owned again and again and again. And in remember, the guy has a pardon supposedly from Joe Biden. But
oh, his auto pen.
It was an auto pen organized by an assistant. And I think that could be challenged in court.
Trump said that he would.
But they haven't, have they?
Not yet.
And what will happen to this guy? Zip. Zip. Anybody
do that?
Let's play some clips. I want to see some of Josh Hawley.
Some clips? Okay.
Confident.
Here we go.
Turn them up because they're hard to hear on the radio.
Straight, you don't have any rights under the Fifth Amendment because you've been pardoned, as you very well know. As the Supreme Court has been clear for a century and more, Brown versus Walker, 1896, when he has been pardoned, he may not stand upon his privilege. You know that. Your lawyers sitting behind you now shifting nervously in their chairs. They know it. This isn't about the Constitution. This isn't about the law. This is about contempt. Contempt for this body and contempt for the American people. But I think I know why you're doing it. It's because you don't want to answer questions. It's because you did all kinds of terrible things. It's because during the pandemic you got rich, didn't you? You got rich. While people were dying, hundreds of thousands of Americans, over a million in the end, and you were getting rich, and not only were you doing that, you were using federal employees with taxpayer money to apply for and solicit cash prizes for you personally. Cash prizes totaling over $1 million. You did all of that during the pandemic, didn't you? That's a question.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
That gives us an idea anyway, mate. That's his only answer the entire thing.
108 times or something? Somebody counted them.
Is it over already? Or
I think it's over.
108 times, he said.
It was many times.
The biggest issue is that is everyone else created the narrative. If he only had one thing today, plead the fifth. Everyone else is creating the narrative around him, and everyone's believing what they're saying.
And what's come out, number one, and you can argue, you can't argue this anymore, it didn't come from a wet market. It came from gain-of-function research that Fauci funded. The most disturbing thing I heard was a senator reading out what they have done with aborted babies' parts, attaching them to mice. And we don't want to go into any of the... It's bad. It's really, really bad.
That was to do with COVID, was it?
Fauci's research.
To do with Fauci.
Yeah, and COVID, everything. That's how they test it on humans. It's so bad, I don't want to talk about it on air because we'll have lots of different people listening, younger people. It's that bad. Under God, it is flaming evil. It's just evil, what they're doing.
It's in a flood to get rid of
that. With human beings. with human beings' parts. Mm. No respect for human life. It's a disgrace under God, mate.
Mm. Just for the sake of money. Root of all evil.
Research.
And ivermectin, that was like horse medicine. It was invented for humans.
Mm.
And we, you know, if even for us to go on air when we started this, remember when we started Perfect Storm?
Mm-hmm.
We would say something about vaccines and all that, and it was like, ooh, we're getting feedback. And ivermectin, it came out today. How, and it's on the screen for those, how effective it was. And this clown covered that up.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, can't hear it.
Yeah. And
you want me to hear it?
Put it on.
Here we go.
Studies right here. There was a website that was tracking the random controlled studies. Here they are. Showing 60, 70% efficacy of ivermectin. The same day you say there's no evidence, there was all kinds of evidence.
We got to stop because this comes down to one thing for me.
Mm.
And we better get back to a happy, put on a happy pants here. It comes back to trust.
Mm.
He claims science.
He is science. He is the definition.
He was science. Like, what a con job was perpetrated on the world. And at the time, we could see it. I listened to RFK's book on Fauci, and he's been fighting with him for years. At the time, you knew it. But what could we do here down just as plebs? Very little. Very little. And the manipulation, it's easy to forget how, you know, how bad it was, how much the government interfered down into our lives over something that turned out to be a pack of lies.
Hmm. I think it's very easy for people to forget what happened in the past because, oh, that's over now, and, oh, we're distracted, and, oh, the football's on, and, oh, the state of origin, and, oh, life moves on, you know. They forget. Very quickly forget, and then the next time something happens, well, quick, better trust them.
Mm.
But our best interests.
That trust is what's been blown, and I've got to say that there's a lot of people I meet who prior to that were totally trusting and completely naive to the greater issues going on in the world.
Mm.
There's a bigger issue than even COVID going on, and the book we're going to offer you today, America 250, is the ultimate cover-up and what's happening in the world spiritually, and you need to get hold of this book. Because this cover-up that went on with COVID is like a little test run for what's going to happen in a larger sense. Mm. And I get a sense it's going to happen soon. I don't know when, but I get a sense it's coming soon.
Mm.
What number are we using for that, Kyle?
So you text the numbers, 250-250. Text that to the phone number 0482-082876 and we will have that hand-delivered to you if possible. Otherwise, it'll be in the mail.
Want to put a question out there. I'll show my face. Want to put a question out there. God works in different and mysterious ways and he uses all kinds of situations to draw people to him. And I've seen some evidences over the years where because of an eroding trust that people have in governments, they've turn their trust to God or be curious about God. Want to open it up. Has there been any ways where you've seen people because of this turn to God that maybe haven't before, but now with all that's going on in the world, whether it, you know, be from COVID times on, where have maybe you seen God at work in that of people turning to him, of people going to the Bible, of people going to church, things like that? I know I'm putting a question on the spot out there, but, I just think it's a worthwhile thought for us to think on.
You go, Phil.
There's whenever there's an issue going on in the world and it's major, you often see a lot of people asking a lot of questions. I mean, I just visited the same cafe over and over again, and the guy knew I was talking with pastors, talking with chaplains at this cafe, and he knew I was a pastor, and he came up to me. Well, I was ordering a drink and he said to me, I know you know what's going on in the world. And this is, you know, around the COVID time. He goes, me and you need to chat because I know you know your Bible and that's the explanation for it. I saw I saw on TV the other day, a guy came on, I think he was on Joe Rogan or someone, and he said, the only thing you can trust is the Bible. That's the only thing that tells the truth. The only thing that you can actually 100% stand on and go, this is the truth. I forget who it was. But yeah, it's true.
I used to, you know, watch the news on Channel 9 or Channel 7 or wherever and just go along with what was listening, going on.
ABC was your favourite, wasn't it?
I've never been a big fan. I've got to say, that world to me is now obliterated. I do my own research and I look and I take four different angles on every issue from different people. I do not have a trust in the narrative that we're fed. I didn't see that there was a big conspiracy or agenda in the past. And now, you know, they say now the difference between the truth and conspiracy theory is 6 months. That's been the big difference because prior to that, I was pretty dismissive of all these conspiracies. And I knew the Bible and what it said about the ultimate conspiracy. But all the other little ones, I didn't pay much attention. Now I am so skeptical, and that's had that impact on me. I think this show has come about. I got approached by a mate that was running the breakfast show back in the day that we all know, and he's an awesome guy, and he says, I want you to talk about what's going on in the world, and I want you to talk about all these different political things and conspiracies. And I thought, oh, okay. And that's how this show really started. People, there's a greater level of awareness today that did not exist before. And you do not believe something just because they say it on TV or on the radio. You shouldn't just believe us. You should do your own research and you should be getting people that you can rely on, that they seem to be honest in what they're sharing. And even then, be skeptical.
Yeah, yeah. Let's turn now to the UK, and speaking of trust and perhaps a questioning of trust, there was this speech that I found quite interesting of Bishop Douar. It says that he shook the heavens with his speech at a Unite the Kingdom rally. This almost is Braveheart type.
He's not. It's this in a speech. This is preaching, mate.
Well, yeah.
This dude's preaching.
So let's pull
and
some
you
up.
Don't expect an Anglican priest to come out and preach with a bit of fire.
Let's hear
That's why their churches in England are empty, because they don't have enough of these fellas. Get in the pulpit and preach, mate.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. So here it is.
That has defined our laws. And today, the inhabitants of that building defy the very Christ whose truth built this nation.
Amen.
But today, thousands of people gathered in our capital city and millions watching around the world are sending a clear and present message. We will be silent no more!
Yes. It gets your blood going, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This nation trembles. Its people cry out for answers. We stand a nation united. A people gathered under the banner of the cross, and we tell Keir Starmer and the Labour government, your days are numbered.
He goes and goes.
Oh, he's on to it.
gets you going.
Prophetic, because Keir's out.
Yeah, well, boy. And this same bishop came out in an interview and he said, King Charles is converting to Islam. Which everyone went. My mum was very offended when I told her that. I said, King Charles is Muslim. And now, I don't know that he is or he isn't, but this dude, and here's the scary thing, and why people need this book. Because I hear that, my blood's gone. I think, yeah, come on, brother. But what we know in Scripture is Christianity is going to take over governments of the world. and it's going to become a mini Dark Ages. It's not actually going to be good. They're offering a solution, and I'm glad that this. I agree with their side, but in fact, that's actually going to turn out to be the darkness.
Mm.
That's the crazy thing of this grand conspiracy that's really going on that the Bible's outlined for us, that the church and the government will start to speak with one voice. And we are witnessing that all over the world. That's why we do this show. We really think we're close to the end.
So we're seeing, what would you say, the beginnings of that or the formation of that?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Mm. I don't know what you guys think.
99%.
99%. Let's turn to Australia now. And it's a bit of a poll race, would you say? Goes up and down, left and right. But thoughts on all things.
It said Pauline dropped, didn't it?
She dropped. A few weeks ago, they were
plummeting.
Right.
Plummeting.
That's starting to run.
Pauline's plummeting.
Shot 3 points as a collapse.
So here, this is saying that she's surged ahead of Albanese, used Australia's top pick for PM.
I find it hard to believe that Albanese has ever been the preferred prime minister. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. So I don't know how much you can trust the polls. You certainly can't trust them in the States. I like to think ours are probably less infiltrated. It's not the right word.
Manipulated
than the US, and hopefully our voting systems are less manipulated as well. But it's just so wild to me that the Labor government has been in for so long.
Mm. This is saying she's gone up to 33 with Albanese 29.
Mm.
It's something to witness because in this country, like we've said here, I've said she was a spent force, but now she is absolutely going gangbusters. And the only poll that will matter will be we've got a Victoria election.
Mm-hmm.
She's announced this morning of the 84 seats in there. I think they have 74 candidates now. And she's going to have them all announced. They're going to start announce next week for some of them at least.
When's the vote?
I think the Victorian election. You might have to Google that, Morgan. I think it's November, isn't it?
Well, Jacinta resigned, didn't she?
She's gone, but they've got a new leader.
What's his name? Ben. Ben.
Kaza?
Ben Carroll.
Ben Carroll.
And you see how much trouble they're in.
Most people don't know who he is.
End of November.
And the only video they can pull up of Ben Carroll is six weeks ago when Jacinta got in. They've point blank asked him, are you going to challenge Jacinta for the leadership? Oh, no, never do that. 6 weeks later.
He's in.
It's about protecting how much damage is going to be done. They're going to lose, but how badly will they lose is all it's about now. And so they're having a crack, and this guy all of a sudden's tough on crime. All the issues they could have fixed forever. All of a sudden now, a couple of months out, we're going to be on the unemployment line. Yeah. Well, we better do something here. People are not stupid. And, okay, we might cruise along in Australia, and we think the Commonwealth Games is great. And
not everybody's stupid. But
I'm loving the
Commonwealth. I'm telling you, people are waking up. They're waking up.
So, and did you see the interview, Morgan? I think I sent the link. Pauline's being interviewed and she has some thoughts about
woke education
and welcome to countries and what she would do in government. Well, I'd like to see that.
It's a big change coming.
Here we go. Let's play. This is at the beginning. So she has been asked by this parent, on the left there, you can see, and he's asked questions to which she will now give a response.
Well, David, I just don't need to say about getting rid of it. I actually do it myself. On the floor of Parliament, every morning when Parliament starts, they have a welcome to country first off, and myself and my senators turn our back on it. That's how I feel about it. And my actions speak louder than words sometimes, so I'm prepared to do it myself. I think it's divisive, and I do not believe in having welcome to country. And it wouldn't be... you can't stop people if businesses want to do it, all right? But in government departments, I wouldn't have a welcome to country on the bottom of their literature or their sheets of paper they put out or on government websites, and I wouldn't be having it in educational system schools. I'd shut that all down. And and I'll tell you another thing too, there won't be three flags. I'll throw that one in.
So there you go.
I wonder if Brisbane's going to change all its names back to what they were. Have you been to Brisbane recently? Every single name.
Fraser Island's not Fraser Island. Kigari. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Ayers Rock got changed years ago to Uluru.
And that was part of the guy's question. His kid was told in school that it was offensive to call it Ayers Rock.
And we've got to be careful because so many of the Indigenous people in this country were there historically, just horrendous history here, as so often happened in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to build a bridge and you want to try and make us all go forward together under the banner of Christ, as that preacher said over there in England.
Mm-hmm.
But this has got, it's getting so polarized, and I think this is a part of the devil's ploy, is to get us all hating on each other and breaking us up.
Well, it's been very divisive, and that's what they're pointing out. It's quite racist to be treating everybody so differently, or to be segregating like that, and then to be, continuing.
It's divisive, and okay, we want to help one another, we want to build one another up, acknowledge our history and how we can heal from that and move forward, but this is now, every time a plane lands, it's absurd.
Ever since Kevin O'Sevan's apology, things have been getting worse. So you said, heal and move forward. When's the moving forward start?
But see, a very good friend of mine who is an Indigenous pastor who's no longer with us, he was so happy about that apology.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget the impact it made on him personally because he'd grown up under terrible racism.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm always careful around this stuff because their experience is their experience and all that, but we've got to move forward together and respect one another and move forward. And I tell you what, that's going to get harder and harder and harder. And the more they push on that side, you see there's a reaction coming. It's a pendulum. It swung way out here. Well, it's coming and it won't stop in the middle.
Where's Jacinta Price on all of that stuff?
Yeah, she doesn't want it. Welcome to Country started in 1975 with a dance group in Perth.
Ernie Dingo.
And it was actually the Maori and Cook Islanders that came over in their dance group that wanted, what are you doing? You've got to acknowledge the elders or we're going to have bad spirits here. And so they did, it's all documented, just Google it. And so they wanted to acknowledge their elders. They didn't want to come onto their country and upset the spirits of their elders. I'm sorry, guys. I don't agree with that stuff. That's not biblical. So that was, it's not always used that way today, but it's becoming more and more divisive. And we see it in church stuff.
Mm.
You know, a lot of my friends, good leaders, will really advocate for it. And there's all sorts of ramifications if you don't do it. Let's keep focus on the real stuff, which is under Christ, he owns everything. The world and all its fullness is mine, says the Lord. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. That's who we acknowledge.
Yep.
Justin, you mentioned there about, Satan's ploy to divide and conquer, to bring hate. That's what it says in Matthew 24, that the love of many will grow cold.
Yeah, because of lawlessness.
Because of lawlessness.
The love of many will grow cold.
Grow cold. And this is exactly what we're seeing today.
We see it with the African gangs in Melbourne with their machetes and all that. I go to church with amazing African brothers and sisters of mine that are the best people I know.
Mm.
Some of those young guys, our boys over at Wagga, I'm just so proud of them.
Yeah.
But they got caught up. And the attitudes of the wider society when they see an African in Australia, because of this narrative we're getting on the news about one little group, that's the danger of all this, that we get compartmentalized and racism actually grows in this environment. Mm. We shouldn't even acknowledge someone's color of their skin or their race. We should treat them by the content of their character, mm-hmm. as Martin Luther King said. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, identity politics, oh, your DNA is from there, so you're treated this way. Your DNA is that way, so you're this. Mm. That's evil.
Mm.
And unfortunately, Welcome to Country's got caught up into to actually making things worth, in my opinion. These are not the views of Faith FM.
But that next verse then goes on and says that he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Amen.
There's a call to endurance. There's a call
Jesus.
To... Because, you know, we the darker the night, right, you only need a little bit of light, a little bit of love, and it goes a long way. And so... The gospel will go forward, Matthew 24:14, the message of God's love and grace and mercy. So we want to come now to Japan, and we're seeing some more earthquakes in Japan. Japan, they've had a bad history with earthquakes, but you can see footage here, a 7.1.
That footage is of a 400-year-old temple. And the walls are collapsing.
And there was some explosion at a shopping center or something, and they reckon that's where the most casualties will be.
And they got a Venezuela job. They got a 7.1 followed by a 6.9. And it's these double earthquakes that are really causing so much more damage than what would... There's always aftershocks, but these are like two massive earthquakes, one after the other.
In keeping with Japan, Justin, Warren Buffett... Not Buffet, Warren Buffett. He did an interesting move recently. This is an extraordinary amount of yen. That's the Japanese currency. I think it's 270 trillion yen that he dumped in the Japanese bonds ahead of Japan's interest rate decision tomorrow.
So he's long or he's short, Japan? Which way is he trying to make money here, Justin?
I don't know whether he's dumped them. So
He's getting out of the market.
The bond market is more important than the stock market because that actually tells you the true health of something. And the bond market has destroyed more governments than any armies. So Japan has lived on debt really since the late 80s, and their debt levels are now, I think when we put up our chart the other day of the world's debt, they were at 240% of GDP is their debt ratio. Their yen is their currency. What happens is your currency starts to collapse when you just get so much debt. And he's putting a bet here to say the Japanese currency is finished. He's getting out of it because their debt it's unsustainable. In fact, it can never be fixed. Therefore, their currency will be worth nothing. And Japan is a very powerful economy historically, and their manufacturing, before China was what it was, Japan was that. And their quality is second to none. You buy a car that's made in Japan, not a company from Japan, but made in Japan, you're buying the most reliable car you can buy. But we're seeing now their currency, they've got a very very strong leader in their Japanese prime minister, that lady. I've forgotten her name. Kyle will remember that.
What's her name, Kyle?
He's saying, I would interpret, and I've only seen what Morgan's put up there, he's saying that the yen is not going to have much of a future.
Sane Takaichi. Takaichi.
That's what I was going to say.
She has a plan to fix their economy. I don't know how.
Should have pronounced it different and it would have been believable. No, it's actually, Chanel DeCalche.
Oh, you're right, Justin.
We would call it, if Kyle had, you know, he earns, just say his wage is $50,000 a year.
Oh, I wish.
But he's got.
He'll make that happen.
He's got 1.5 million in debt. Well, in our case, what would be? Anyway, he's got a lot of debt,
right?
He can't make those. he just in order and the difference with these countries is they just make more currency,
right?
They and Kyle could just say, Oh, I'm just making more dollars to pay this, but it's not real. It's got nothing under it. It's just pieces of paper.
Right.
That's what countries are doing now. They're just printing money. Literally, but it's all electronic. But they're just creating more currency in order to deal with their debt.
Mm.
But their debt just increases. So
global financial collapse?
Boy. And one nation like this, because what they do is they buy US bonds. Japan is like one of the number one clients in the world as a government that buys US treasuries or bonds.
Mm.
If Japan goes, the bond market in America will be really, it'll be an earthquake.
Mm.
And that way, how does America keep its debt level, which is absurd as well? Not as bad as Japan, but it's bad. That's going to jeopardize the rest of the planet. Because China, it's all glorious with their manufacturing, but their currency is not great either. Every country on earth is just crazy indebted.
Mm.
And our currencies are the things that become in jeopardy. And that's why people are going to these alternatives of crypto and precious metals and all these other things, because they can see currency.
Mm.
Currency doesn't have a long future. There's something going to happen off in the future here that our currencies will collapse. Land. You can't print land.
Mm. I noticed Phil's been collecting Pokemon cards instead of $10 bills. They've got more of a future.
Probably do than the yen.
Well, it's better than the Tesla stocks, mate.
Anyway, we better wind our show up. We're going a bit long today.
It's on sale.
Yeah.
Thanks, Morgan.
We want to close with a prayer.
Yep.
And let me just say, Jesus gave this wonderful promise to us that in this world you'll have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Mm.
He said that we would have strife and trouble, but we could have peace, peace in our hearts. And what we want to pray for our audience today, as you see all this trouble, we didn't go near half the things going on in the world, Ukraine and Russia, and oh boy, there's heaps more. We could do a 2-hour show. Peace.
Mm.
Peace. Kyle, you're going to pray for us, mate.
I will. One last reading. Text 250. That's 250. Text that to 0482-082876. We want to get you this book because it talks about what does the Bible say comes next. We want you to know for yourself from Scripture. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that we can sit here and discuss things. Lord, our intention, our desire is not to upset people intentionally, but to help people to think. We pray that you would help us to think, that you would correct our wrongs or our misunderstandings, that you would help us all to learn to listen to one another, to understand one another, and to gain your wisdom in these matters. So we ask that you'd help us in that path, in that journey, and that you'd help us to love one another better. As the world continues down this spiral of destruction, we think of all those in Japan and the other places with these terrible natural disasters. And Lord, we pray that you would come soon. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. Until next time, thank you, boys.